Blessed and praised be the name of the Lord for the wonderful grace which is again given unto us to be gathered here before the Lord. From near and far, we welcome all of you and also those who are joining us online via the internet. We wish you all God's blessing. We are already very much touched by the wonderful instrumental songs and by the choir songs. We are already joined with God, and we want to continue to give to the Lord our praise and worship. Let us do this now by singing songs from this booklet. Song number 12, When Peace Like a River. Song number 12, When Peace Like a River. Amen. Let us also sing the very well-known song number 24, The Old Rugged Cross, number 24. Thank you.
It's
something wonderful happened for us. And time and again we can remember it, what great things the Lord has done for us. We don't glorify the cross, but the crucified one and the risen one, our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom alone the glory and the worship belongs. Let us also tonight hear the word for the word of introduction, and then Brother Alfred Borg will pray with us. I would like to read a word from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, from verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, who has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Amen. We stand up for prayer. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you also for this evening that we can be gathered in your presence. And you know all our hearts. You know our longings and desires. Together, we want to be blessed by you tonight. Through your word and through your Holy Spirit, through your presence, which you please may manifest in our midst by doing what you promised. We thank you for the word which we heard already. From the beginning, you have chosen us for the salvation and through the hope worked by the Spirit and by faith in the truth. You have revealed the truth, and we thank you for it also tonight. Please bless young and old. Bless all who are present here. Bless everywhere where your people is listening and witnessing. Please come with your blessing upon each one of us. We thank you and we praise you together tonight. We are in full expectation and we are looking up to you. We don't look to one another, but we look to Jesus Christ, who died for us on the cross of Calvary, who was buried and who rose and who ascended into glory. You went with your own blood into the Holy of Holies. And your blood still speaks for each one of us today. And we praise you for it. Bless our brother. Lead him by your Holy Spirit. And glorify thyself, thy name in our midst. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us sing, Only Believe, Only Believe.
Thank you.
Amen. You may be seated. Just so wonderful that we can believe with all our hearts, believing what God promised to us, believing as the Scripture testifies of. Also that, what we heard already in the word of introduction, from the beginning, before the foundation of the world, before we were here, God was there already. And he could foreordain everything. He knew who would accept salvation and who not. And therefore, he could write the names in advance into the Lamb's Book of Life. Feel at home. Feel free. These are meetings in which we are prepared. And also today, may all who are not yet saved, may they experience their salvation by grace. The sick ones, may they be healed. And those who are bound, may they be delivered. Now, just briefly, I will give you the greetings. Firstly, I would like to welcome our brothers from overseas, from African countries, from Canada, and may God bless you in a special way from Guadeloupe, from Kinshasa, from the Ivory Coast. May really all who traveled a far distance, may they really be blessed in a very special way. Then we have greetings from our beloved brother Dr. Mbie. You all know he was the first one who phoned me today. I think it was 6:30 a.m. And he said, Brother Frank, there are already brothers on their way who are coming by bus or by foot from afar to witness the service today. There, more than 4,000 believers are gathered to witness this service here. Then we have Brother Jacques from the Ivory Coast, Brother Müller from Germany, Brother Solomon from Berlin, from Dublin, he greets with John chapter 9, Brother Thomas from South America, Brother Graf from Switzerland, Brother Ngonga and Brother Cecil. They have given a mighty report of that, what God is doing right now in Mozambique and in the surrounding countries, in Harare and all of the surroundings there. They have called brothers to the telephone, six in number, who were added newly. Brothers, preachers from various churches, and they time and again emphasized that God is doing great things. Then we have Brother Udo from South America, Brother Ellis from Edmonton, Brother Hervé from Lyon, brothers and sisters from Bujumbura, Burundi, Brother Elisha is greeting all. At the time he is in Goma. Then Brother Mwamba from Melbourne, Australia. All are sending greetings. And then greetings from Moldavia, Bulgaria, Ukraine, Russia, and Kazakhstan. just so nice that also these possibilities are given. And just also very briefly, just quickly the emails from Pastor Gilliarte from Cuba. And he writes here, these were the meetings of most significance which we ever experienced. He refers to the journey which we did with Brother Erwin Pacheco. Then the second email, also from Cuba. And in the first line it says, I wish you today and always the most richest blessings of God. And then the third email, we've read your circular letter from December. Thanks be to God for everything. Just so wonderful. In Cuba, the Lord God has blessed in a special way. Until now, we have 13 preachers from Baptist churches and wherever they are coming from, who made the decision to be baptized biblically in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Brother Erwin Pacheco, who translates there above, he has already a ticket. On coming Thursday, he flies again to Cuba to baptize all them who would like to be baptized in these three cities. Just so wonderful that God is leading it in such a way. And then, then we have greetings from Brother Ferry, from Budapest, greetings from Brother Motika from Johannesburg, also there with the whole church, Brother Oleg, also with the church in Portugal, then Brother Alistair Silva from Africa, and the brethren, especially Brother Deo Gratias from Kigali, then our brothers and sisters Holveti with all the believers in Finland, then Brother Adonis and Brother Public and Brother Lupondo and Brother Chauffeur, Brother Funda and the brethren from Solvezi, Zambia, and once again from the Ivory Coast, greetings from all the church in Ashdod, Israel, and once again a brother, Miché, is also sending greetings, and all brothers and sisters from Sweden are sending greetings. Then brethren from Douala, Cameroon, are sending greetings. 43 years ago, I was there for the first time. And here brothers from, once again, Congo Republic, DRC. Then, once again, a brother, also Dr. Kumbula, is sending greetings. Then brothers from the DRC. Then Brother Bonnie is also sending greetings. Brother Anderson is sending greetings with his wife, and all those who are listening there are sending greetings. Then a brother from Missouri, USA, is sending greetings. Once again, greetings from Goma. Then greetings from Brother Christian, Romania. Then greetings from South Africa. Greetings from Patrick. And greetings from Cape Town, from Brother Bruce. He's greeting with 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Yes, God, really. He revealed it to us by the Spirit. Then a brother from Burundi, another brother from the USA. Then we have prayer requests, which we will bring before the Lord. Here once again a prayer request. Then brotherly greetings, especially from Brother Eric, to Brother Eric and his choir. Then greetings, also connected with it, the request of a marriage problem. Greetings from DRC, then greetings once again from Russia. We just thank the Lord thank God for the message which Brother Frank is preaching. I think I forgot Brother Ellis from Edmonton. May God bless him there in a special way. And now just quickly, the greetings from our beloved Brother Kupfer. We all know Brother Kupfer. And in the last year, around this time, he was still with us in the meetings. And the joy was so great. We could speak with one another in a good way. And the Lord blessed our time there. Brother Schmidt was with me, and Brother Helmut Miskis. He was the driver with my car, which is 25 years old. So, to the Lord be just the thanks with all our hearts, that the word does not return void, but that it accomplishes for what it was sent for. And then the remark, we wish our precious sister Gilsong with all our hearts God's blessing. We buried Brother Gilsong. He is now with the Lord. And we are just so grateful with all our hearts, that from all peoples and tongues and nations, that we can be joined in the love of God. As it was said already, feel at home. And may all those who are joining us online right now, may all listen, may all experience with us, may they give their yes to the Lord, may they really be ready on the inside to everything what the Lord has to say to us, to believe it, to receive it, and to get it revealed. Our main subject remains the return of Jesus Christ, the calling out and preparation of the bride church, as it is written in Revelation chapter 19, verse 7, and his wife has made herself ready, and to her it was granted to be arrayed in white linen. In the choir songs, in our songs also, we have sung also of the cross. Yes, just think of it. What a way of reproach our Lord walked unto the cross, and then shedding his blood, forgiving all our sins, and giving us the reconciliation, the forgiveness, the redemption. Please, may all receive what God has given us in Jesus Christ our Lord. And then we just have to say it. There is in no other name salvation, as written in Acts chapter 4, but only in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. In no religion, in no church, in no sacrament, The salvation of God is alone in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And this is the day of salvation. This is the acceptable time. And let us say this also once again. No one can live eternally unless he has received eternal life. By the natural begetting and birth, we have entered into this natural life. But by begetting and by the birth, by the Spirit of God, we have the access. And then we are transferred into the kingdom of God. Therefore, our Lord said in John chapter 3, except unless someone is born again. Otherwise, he cannot see even the kingdom of God. And our Lord said it very clearly, what is born of the flesh is flesh, and flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And therefore, we put the redemption into the center of our proclamation. The end time message didn't, of course, bypass our Lord, but he's always the one who speaks. He is the one who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. It is him who speaks with us. We are, of course, not hearing only Isaiah or Paul. We are hearing what God speaks through them. And we receive the word which they preached. The same way it is with Brother Branham, whom God really used in a supernatural way. He blessed him. The Lord revealed himself in the pillar of fire, in the pillar of cloud he came down. He confirmed his word. By grace he has given the prophetic ministry. But we are not preaching the prophet, but we are preaching the word of prophecy, as also Peter said it. And we are grateful to God for the unique ministry of the promised prophet in our time. And this must be said time and again, that God is doing all things according to his word. And when the time of fulfillment comes, then happens that what God has promised in his word. For instance, also the proclamation of the everlasting gospel that is preached to all nations and tongues. Of course, not only written in Matthew 24, also in Revelation 12, I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven who preached to all nations, all tongues, the everlasting gospel. Never before it happened like this before, as in our time. And therefore, our Lord emphasized, when that happens, this generation shall not pass away until all things are fulfilled. And when you see all these things in the fulfillment, then lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. The bodily redemption is drawing near. So, we thank the Lord, and let us go into the precious observation of the word. I don't know how you feel, But the word of the Lord becomes to me, and I think to all of us, it becomes always more precious to us. Inasmuch as we open the Bible, then the Lord speaks to us. The word becomes alive. It flashes. And therefore, we are very grateful to God. And this happens because we believe. Because we believe God. And not only believing, but are obedient. Today we'll not go into this detail, but even tonight I read 1 Samuel 15, how the Lord let Saul be consecrated as king. And in the same chapter, obedience is better than sacrifice, and obedience is better than we can offer. And then, because you didn't do precisely what the Lord has commanded you, he was set in, and then he was taken off again. Why? Because obedience belongs to the ordination. Obedience belongs to the faith. One cannot say, I'm a child of God, but then I go my own ways, and I believe what I like. No. Back to the Word of God. And here we have read it in 2 Thessalonians. I think it was in 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. But we are bound. What shall I say? What shall we say? We have a holy obligation to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord. Because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? That God has chosen you, that God has chosen us from the very beginning, chosen unto salvation. By the sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. So, it just belongs together. It belongs together. Let us look up the prophet Isaiah. Here, I just would like to read two verses from the prophet Isaiah. From chapter 45, we read Isaiah chapter 45, we read two verses, 22 and 23. Isaiah 45, verse 22 and 23. Wendet euch zu mir. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return. That unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. One can read it in Philippians 2, verse 10 and 11. And then in chapter 46, verse 10, Isaiah 46, verse 10. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. I do it just so mighty that the Lord himself has taken the responsibility that what he promised to do it in us, to fulfill it, so that we have part in that what he has promised. And you all know, recently we emphasized some scriptures in particular. And let me read for it from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And here it's verse 23. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is just so tremendous, and it really penetrates us on our deep inside. Always, when it's about the return of Jesus Christ, then we are coming to the kernel. We are coming to the kernel. The return of Jesus Christ is the subject which must be emphasized now in a very special way. And we see here the condition. He himself, the God of peace, not you, not I, not self-sanctification, not self, let him do it and say, Lord, I am available for you. Sanctify me. And here we think of John 17:17. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is the truth. There is no sanctification besides the word and besides the work of the Holy Spirit. And therefore it is emphasized here. Sanctify you wholly, not on the surface, no, through and through. May he sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. This I wish myself, this I wish you, this I wish all of us. Do you believe that this is possible? This will happen like this, just as God had let it be written down here in the Word. And it is him who will do it himself. The very God, he himself. But you and I, we permit that he does it with you and with us by faith and obedience. And the second word we looked at here and there, it's Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. Here's the last verse, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. These scriptures, one can mention every time in every meeting. Also Hebrews, chapter 4. And here, in particular, verse 1, in particular, verse 1, and then also verse 2, Hebrews, chapter 4. Let us therefore fear, from verse 1, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, lest any of you turns out to be left behind. You cannot imagine. You cannot imagine what this word has done in me. Lest any of you turns out to be left behind. This Paul writes to the chosen ones of God, to the elect, to those who believe what God has said in advance, because they were ordained for it to believe it. But this last sentence here, this must be really underlined. Lest any of you, not somewhere, but he speaks to them who Paul has written to, whom he served, to whom he ministered, to whom he brought the word, lest any of you who have heard his word from my mouth, the epistles which I have written in his name, lest any of you who has part in this ministry which God has given to Paul, lest any of you turns out that he is left behind. And therefore, we really put all the emphasis on it, to say everything what serves for our preparation. And there, faith and obedience must be emphasized. And also the second verse in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Here we have it. Faith and obedience. The words which are written before in chapter 3, here you can read it. Here it's written of the faith and of the disobedience. Here it's written. Hebrews, chapter 3, the last two verses. And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them who obeyed not. And to the disobedience is then added the unbelief. Verse 19. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Brothers and sisters, let us believe with all our hearts. Really believe what and as the scripture says. Let us speak today about it, that God has promised a prophet for this time who would come on the scene before the return of the Lord takes place. Please, please, be convinced of it. He who does not believe this promise, it will never be revealed to him. It's impossible. We cannot bypass God. Abraham believed God, and then that what God promised, it will be revealed to you. And we are not judging here. But time and again, It comes into my thought that all the great personalities, they bypassed what God has done. Really, they have built their own kingdom outside of the kingdom of God. And this is the grace which God has given unto us to recognize and to receive the ministry which God promised. And you see how necessary it is. If God would not have given this prophetic ministry, then if God would not have drawn our attention to the word promised to us, then we would have walked with all the others. And therefore, we can time and again thank God anew. Also in Cuba, I've said it in a meeting in which we spoke about the water baptism. I said it. 1948, I was baptized in a Baptist church. But then, when the time was fulfilled, and when I heard what Brother Branham has preached from the scripture, then we made our way to the water, to the Rhine River. And then we were baptized biblically. Then we agreed with God. Then we have placed ourselves upon the original foundation. And therefore, so in every way we can preach and believe it, but connecting, joining it with obedience, then we have a couple of scriptures which really touch my heart, namely from Ephesians. Here Paul, became very personal. He emphasized what became great to him. Firstly, let us read Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. This man of God did not only speak about election, not only about predestination, but he also spoke about how it can become with us, with me and with you, namely that we are found in the will of God. Let us read it once again. Let us all take it to heart, brothers and sisters. According as he has chosen us in him, in our Lord and Savior, he has chosen us before the foundation of the world. Not only chosen, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Nothing accusable anymore. For there's now no condemnation in those, in them who are in Christ Jesus. The blood of the Lamb. Really everything what was against us. The letter of requirements was torn into pieces. And Paul has written it in Romans chapter 5. Blessed is he whom the Lord does not count sin. He cannot account two times sin. He did it one time, yes. And our sin and guilt was laid upon the Lamb of God. And it carried it away to the cross.
so that we should be holy and without blame before him.
Und dann er dann wieder
and then, in verse 7,
in ihm haben wir
in whom we have redemption through his blood,
nämlich die Vergebung
the forgiveness of sins
Übertretungen nach dem Reichtum
according to the riches of his grace.
Wie schon vorhin
as already mentioned before,
may
all the young people, all the newcomers, how many mothers, how many fathers are here and all over the world who pray for their children and say, Lord, Lord, save, Lord, be merciful. This can be the day which God has made for all of us so that our prayers are answered. How many men are praying for their wives? How many wives are praying for their husbands? You just have to listen to it and listen to it. What is going on now? The enemy wants really to destroy everything. But thanks be to God. Jesus Christ is the victor of Calvary. And all the enemies must be laid unto the must be made his footstool. And the Lord is triumphing over them. Then, verse 9, which we read many times, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. He not only purposed a counsel, he really purposed in himself to do this counsel, to fulfill it according to his word, to do everything what he promised. Therefore, we have read the word from the prophet Isaiah. God spoke, my counsel shall stand, and that what I purposed, this I do. Who will hinder it? God is the only Almighty One. God is the only Almighty. And our Lord, after his resurrection, he could say, to me is given all power in heaven and on earth. We trust the Lord. And we know he will bring it to pass. Then we have the listing of that, what God requires and expects from us, and what shall happen with us. Verse 11, for instance. Ephesians 1, verse 11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance. We have a part in it. We not only hear of those things which God promised, we have a direct part in this time. What God has promised for our time. We are partakers of it. Being predestinated according to the purpose. Please say amen to it. This is what God has given to us by his grace. You are not bringing anything with you. I don't bring anything. But he has given everything to us. Therefore it's written, how should God not give us everything? He has given us everything already. And therefore, we are very grateful to it, for it. Being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Also in our time. Brothers and sisters, this gives us assurance of faith that God, also in our time, he completes his plan in our time. Everything what he purposed in the time of grace, what And we all know that we arrived at the end of the time of grace, and that the return of Jesus Christ, which he promised himself, he promised, I go to prepare a place for you, and I come again to receive you unto myself, so that you are there where I am also. Here's the great mystery. He came to us. He became like us. He completed the redemption so that we can become like him and so that we can go up to him. This was the plan, his counsel of our God. And we believe with all our hearts that it has happened. And as written in 1 John, let me read this so that we all know that it's written like this. In 1 John, chapter
3,
here we are told
in
verse
28,
1 John chapter 2, verse 28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his return. As we read before, lest any of you turns out to be left behind. And I connect in the name of the Lord. I connect with this proclamation and also God with the proclamation, the calling out, the preparation, the sanctification, so that no mixing takes place anymore, so that we come back to the beginning, to the origin. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. But do you notice, always when it's about the return of the Lord, then it becomes very serious. And here we read in chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, Beloved, now are we the children of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. I don't know what one can do with it. Brother Branham, really, he made once the statement, the rapture is a revelation. But he didn't stop with that. He continued to set forth what belongs to it. And then there are brothers who just say, the prophet said the rapture is a revelation. So, if you don't have the revelation about the rapture, then you are raptured already. My goodness. It's just important to understand everything correctly. To you and me, it's revealed that we, who we are hearing now the word, that we are ordained to take part in the rapture. This is the grace. You can go here. You can go from church to church. Who speaks of the rapture? Who speaks of the calling out? Who speaks of the preparation? All have programs, without stopping, without end. But we are just so grateful that God has given us the grace to recognize the day and hour, the time and hour. And also this I can say time and again. The statements of Brother Branham, to understand them correctly, It's just the same grace as if we understand every word here, which is written, the written word. The written and the spoken word and the preached word must be revealed to us by the Lord, by the Holy Spirit. And here I can say this as a testimony with all my heart. There's not one single scripture, not one single statement which I would have misunderstood. Although it makes me sometimes trouble, then one just goes on, walks on, and then there comes light onto that statement with that which has some problems. But to the Lord be the thanks. It's just like the baptism. And there's also some. Also, our Lord said in Matthew 10, you will not finish with the cities of Israel until you have seen the Son of Man coming with power. And in Matthew 16, many of them who are standing here will not taste death until they have seen the kingdom of God coming with power. And then we have to understand it correctly. John, on the Isle of Patmos, he has seen the fulfillment. He has seen the kingdom of God. He has seen the Lord walking amidst the seven golden candlesticks. Not only the word which is written here, but that which is connected with it. That what is really meant with it. And so, we are just so grateful with all our hearts. Please forgive me this remark. But if one is confronted with all these things, now also in Cuba, one has to imagine, just imagine, here's Brother Idoni, here is Brother Inodi. He was at the same time in Cuba, in which we were there, me and Brother Erwin Pacheco. And then he came and he said, I was in a Seven Thunder meeting, but a second time, one cannot go there. And he gave a short report of what kind of things are going on there. Just think for one moment that not only the true proclamation, but really, unbelievable things are being proclaimed there in reference to the prophet. Brothers and sisters, one has to have a divine call being set by God himself to understand everything correctly. But we will not go now into details. But think of it. For the third time I was in Cuba. But also these directions are spreading all over. And therefore we notice the more important it is that the true divine message is alone based upon the Holy Scripture that is being preached. That God's eternal and remaining word is preached and nothing else. This is our task. May all the others do what they like. Now, let us come back to Ephesians. Here we have a couple of admonitions which were given unto us along our way. In Ephesians chapter 3, here we read from verse 8. Ephesians chapter 3, firstly, perhaps verse 3 and 4, verse 3. How that by
der Gnade Gottes gehört, die mir für euch verliehen worden ist.
Verse 2, if you have heard of the dispensation of grace, which is given to me to you, Lord. Verse 2, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. As I wrote afore in few words. revealed, the mystery revealed, not interpreted, but revealed by the Holy Spirit. Then, verse 4, whereby, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. And then are coming the admonitions, one after the other. We read verse 8, Ephesians 3, verse 8. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. And it goes deeper and deeper and deeper, up to chapter 4, and also to chapter 5, in the last verses, in chapter 4, Ephesians 4, we read verse 30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Then the admonition, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Just so tremendous how the admonitions are belonging to it. Paul summarizes everything. The mystery of God, the redemption, the election, everything together. And then he comes to the point and he says, to us, who we want to be part of it, when the Lord returns, what may not be found with us. But he also says what must be found if we want to be part of it. Chapter 4, to put off the old man and to put on the new man who is created after God's righteousness in holiness and purity. Sometimes brothers are telling me, to us, Brother Rus is missing. Brother Rus is missing. He really had the ministry of admonition. I must be honest, this is not given to me. To me is given the teaching ministry. But the admonition we have, of course, in the Holy Scripture. We just have to read it up and we have to take it serious. Then also here, in chapter 5, verse 1, be ye therefore followers of God, as dear children. The divine example was our Lord here on the earth. So therefore, be followers of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. One almost doesn't dare to read on here. But here the man of God comes really to the point. And he says, verse 3, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints.
Amen.
If one goes to 1 Corinthians 7, then Paul writes, he who cannot behave, he who is burning shall marry. Every man shall have his own wife. Every wife shall have his own husband. May God give all grace to the youth, that really no fornication, that nothing but cannot stand before God, that it can be found somewhere. Brothers and sisters, also you youth, young people, you will belong to the bride, be it old or young. God's word is valid for all of us. And we all ask the Lord that he gives us the grace, that nothing may be found what doesn't fit into the kingdom of God. Here it's written in verse 5, for this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. So, it really touches our mark and marrow. Brothers and sisters, let us be honest and sincere with ourselves. And if we somehow find out that something is not as it should be, then we not only sing all things new, then we will of course experience it. The blood of the Lamb cleanses me, as a song goes, and creates all things new. And the new man is created after God's image in righteousness and in holiness. So, not only elected, not only chosen, not only predestination, not only to know the mystery which was hidden before the foundation of the world, which was revealed to us, but the mirror is put before us. And in the mirror, each one of us sees himself, never somebody else, always himself. If you look into the mirror, then you see yourself. So here we can thank the Lord and thank the Lord once again. Here, verse 9 and 10. Ephesians 5, 9 and 10. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Enoch walked with God. He had God's well-pleasing, and he was taken up. Brothers and sisters, this is the time of God for us. To make ourselves fully available for the Lord, so that his will can happen in us and through us, and so that God's well-pleasing can really rest upon us. And so that we are settled in the faith and in obedience, and so that we can appear before him unblameable. Let us summarize what we said today and what we have to emphasize. The Lord has a plan of salvation with the church. He carries it out. He himself has taken the responsibility for it. And we may permit him to do everything in us and with us, so that we can be well-pleasing unto him in his presence, in his sight, washed in the blood of the Lamb, justified by the faith in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary, sanctified in the truth, and sealed with the Holy Spirit unto the day of our bodily redemption. Also this we have said a couple of times at this place. The sealing God can never do if there is still error in a man. God can only seal what he himself could work and do. Only the divine, he can seal in you and in me. Also, if it's about the subject, about Godhead and water baptism, it is impossible that God could give a sealing when people speak of three persons and are convinced of it. No, it's impossible. If the Bible speaks so often that God is only one and that this one true God revealed himself in the fullness of light and glory, he came forth and he revealed himself as Lord. Brothers and sisters, the revelation of the Lord, the revelation of Jesus Christ is the most precious to me, the most precious. To know the Lord of the Old Testament is the Lord of the New Testament. The same yesterday, today, and forever. And as the invisible God has revealed himself visible as Lord, walking in the Garden of Eden, so sure God has revealed himself as Father in the Son, who could say, "He who sees me sees the Father." Just to know that this is the time of the full revelation, no compromise, but revelation of Jesus Christ. The unveiling took place. The same with water baptism. All can, I write about it again, all can repeat Matthew 28 as often as they like. But they must go with it to Acts chapter 2, to chapter 8, to chapter 10, to chapter 19, to see how the Great Commission was carried out. And we know Peter and the Apostle, they of course understood everything correctly, that it is about the name in which God revealed himself to us as Father and Son and by the Holy Spirit. Also this I mention, we pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." What is his name, which must be hallowed? He revealed unto us his name. I hope this is precious to you. I hope that you are grateful for it. That we're not walking like blind people, but that we really can see by grace. So the Lord is leading his church unto the completion. He has sent us his prophet to put the original doctrines upon the lampstand, and therefore we preach them worldwide. And all who are of God are hearing and are believing and are getting it revealed by the Spirit of God. And therein it's really manifested that we have been really chosen before the foundation of the world. Brothers and sisters, receive it by faith. Receive it. Accept it. Believe it. That we are part of them. That we can be part of this multitude who makes up the bride of the Lamb. Let us say this once again. All the others, they are bypassing what God has promised. Why can you not bypass? Why? Why can I not bypass it? Because God has ordained it for us. God ordained all that for you and for me. He ordained it for us that we can live now and that we may believe now. And as I mentioned before, unbelief and disobedience don't belong into the kingdom of God. Faith and obedience may it be given to you and to me. Amen. Oh, how precious is the word of God. How rich are the things which God revealed to us. May everything what we looked at today, may everything happen with us. May it really happen with us. I read many other scriptures about the Ark of the Covenant. How faithful is our God. Already in the Old Testament, He has put everything in an order. He has set everything in an order. And God is putting everything in order now in His church. God is a God of order. To Him, the Almighty God, the faithful God, the true, only God, to Him be the glory. He revealed Himself to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. To Him be the glory throughout eternity. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us pray together. Perhaps the sisters are singing us a song. And together we can sing once again, only believe, only believe. All things are possible for him who believes.
Darum preise ich ihn. Doch du kennst das Kreuz und auch den, der dort starb. Geh nicht an dem Kreuze vorbei. Er will nur dein Herz, lass du ihn herein. Er macht auch dein Leben ganz neu. Das Lamm an dem Kreuz ist der Grund meiner Freud. Das herrliche Lamm an dem Kreuz. Es vergab meine Sünd und ich bin nun sein Kind. Darum preise ich ihn alle Zeit. Das Lamm an dem Kreuz ist der Grund meiner Freud. Das herrliche Lamm an dem Kreuz. Es vergab meine Sünd und ich bin nun sein Kind. Darum preise ich ihn alle Zeit.
Amen. Thank God in all things, for this is the will of God. Let us remain in prayer. Let us bow our heads. Let us close our eyes. Let us open our hearts. We are in the presence of God. The Lord is here, just as He promised it. To save, to deliver, to heal. The full gospel of our Lord is not only being preached, it is newly experienced, and we pray for a new experience, as a German song goes. We pray for a new visitation of the grace of God. Do we know this chorus? I pray for a new experience with you, O Lord. Let us sing. Before we pray, let me ask whether some are here who were spoken to. Perhaps you are here for the first time. If the word has spoken to you, if you feel that you have been called, please take it seriously, for thus it is written, today, if you hear His voice, the Lord is still calling. He's calling from the broad unto the narrow way. The broad way leads to destruction. The narrow way leads to eternal life. We are ready to pray for you. Believe. Believe now. Does somebody want to raise his hand so that we remember you in our prayer? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Everywhere. Let us sing just as. Thank you.
Precious Lord, you ever faithful God, you have given promises and you are fulfilling them. You also said, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear Lord, may especially all the youth who perhaps were spoken to for the first time, may they call upon the name of Jesus. May they say, Lord Jesus, I ask you, forgive me, receive me. You died for me. You have shed your blood for me. Lord Jesus, be merciful to me. And then you will experience it. God is faithful. He answers prayers. He spoke to us through His word. For the beginners and for those who are advanced, up to the completion, in the proclamation, for everyone is something. Receive it today. Accept it. God made a covenant with us. We are His for time and for eternity. It's my daily prayer, and this sometimes a couple of times, I say, Dear Lord, remember the covenant which you made with us. Remember the blood which you shed for us. Remember the promises which you have given us and give us by grace eternal life. May also this meeting not be ended without that something has happened in us. God is faithful. He is present. The Spirit of God is at work. Blessed and praised be the Lord, our God. Receive it. Accept it. The grace of God, the love of God, it's reigning in our midst. And we accepted and received what the Lord has given to us by His grace. To Him, the Almighty God, be the praise and honor, the glory and adoration and worship, now and forever. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed and praised be our Lord. Do you want to hear the Maranatha song? We all can tune in. Not so. Brother Jean-Claude, please come. We just tune in, all of us. Do you have your singers with you? Just please come and we sing together. I honestly must say, I feel with all those who get the word translated into the other languages. I feel with you. And may the Lord really bless all, in all tongues, in all peoples. To Him, the ever faithful God, be the glory. Please sing, and we all tune in.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We all understood it. Nusatandum. We are waiting for it. We are waiting for it. And Jésus revient. Jesus comes again. Jesus comes again. Just so nice. Now we ask Brother Didier to thank with us. And then also Brother Schmidt. Brother Arben, will you please translate? Brother Didier, please come and thanks with us. And then Brother Schmidt will also thank with us.
Seigneur notre Dieu,
Lord our God,
notre cœur est profondément touché par ta parole de correction.
Wir sind im tiefsten Herzen berührt durch dein Wort.
Deep on our inside, we are deeply touched by your word of correction. You have given us your promises.
Wir glauben sie, sie sind.
We believe them. They are yes and amen.
Wir warten auf deine Wiederkunft.
We are waiting for your return.
Und wir lieben dein Erscheinen.
And we love your appearing. And you have sent your word to prepare us. Give us obedience to be again connected with the true faith. Give us grace. You are not speaking in vain. You know us, Lord, better than we know ourselves. Give us grace, Lord, because the blood which was shed on the cross of Calvary was shed so that we have eternal life. We thank you. You will do it by your holy word. Bless every heart. Bless every soul. When we go from this place, Lord, that we are really washed, that we are ready for your return. Praise, honor, and glory be to you. We thank you for the blessing which you have given us. You have blessed your servant. You have blessed us for time and for eternity. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Great God, you have heard all the thanksgiving and everything what we brought before you, you have heard it. And we expect that you are doing it. And you, when you walked this earth, you never sent somebody away who came to you, but you fulfilled for what he asked for and prayed for. So we also thank you in this hour that you are still the same and you are not sending anyone away, but you are giving according to your pleasure. Be merciful to all of us. Be merciful to your people. Lord in heaven, we thank you that you are still speaking to us, that you are giving us grace to recognize. And we recognized that besides you, there is no God. And there's no other name which was mentioned ever. In your word is written everything what we ask, whatever we ask in words or deed, this we may ask in your precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it, that you are fulfilling everything. Lord Jesus, we ask you, bless also all those who have joined us online. Bless each one, Lord, and us together, that we raise our voices to you, praising you. Lord in heaven, you are great. You are just and true. So we ask you also, all the prayer requests which were written down and given to you, Lord, you know every need. Lord in heaven, we ask you, as your people, we ask you, as your church, Lord Jesus Christ, confirm thy word for the glory of thy name. And give us grace, Lord. Should there be a tomorrow, Lord, that we come again in expectation, and you are giving that what we have need of. Thank you for it. Amen. Very soon, And Brother Branham's favorite chorus, I love him, I love him. Who takes it to home, lest any of you turns out to be left behind. Receive this word, accept it, trust the Lord. He who started, he will finish unto the day of his return, as sure as he finished the creation work, so sure he finishes the redemption work. And by grace, we will be part of it. And we will see him as he is. Let us thank once again. Dear Lord, according to our bodies we are weak, but your word is of power and it accomplishes for what it was sent for. Bless together with us from the rising of the sun unto its setting on all continents, in all tongues, in all nations. Blessed be the people of God. Blessed be the bride of the Lamb. Blessed be the blood-bought flock. We praise you, O Lord, and we give you alone the glory. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. This alone will be glory. Let us sing. Das